Hi guys, welcome back to Marginalized Groups by Nicole. Today we'll be discussing what we owe to our veterans. I'll discuss examples such as homelessness, basic and limited jobs after retirement, PTSD treatment, and not keeping our promises for their lives after service. If you want to hear more about how we can help our war vets, keep on listening. Our war veterans have made a huge impact on our day-to-day lives, whether we see it or not. They've kept our freedom, kept us safe, and helped us as a country altogether. We, and or the military, have promised a better life for them after they serve, but have not complied to those promises of care as we said we would. Despite some recent improvements of making sure of guidance, the VA and other federal agencies have struggled to guarantee a better life. I believe we should be trying harder to provide for our veterans. Establishing connections to public and private ownerships to support our war veterans would give more reassurance of more care. The compensation of injuries and hardships are going well, but the goal of veterans thriving is not going so good. If people knew about how well they would be taken care of, going into the military could and would be a good option. We need to comply with our promises for a better living so that 1, everyone will be taken care of, and 2, more people will see the benefits of serving in the military. Far too many veterans are homeless in America, between 130,000 and 200,000 on any given night, representing 1/4 and 1/5 of all homeless people. Going back to the provided better living after serving, way too many veterans have great skill sets that aren't very useful out in society, and they lose housing, jobs, and etc. We should make sure that there are more places for our veterans so that they aren't on the street. We could provide more housing and beds just so that no one is left stranded. How do you feel when you see a homeless veteran rather than just a homeless man that probably just decided to stop trying in life? We need to provide safe housing for our vets because they deserve much more than the filthy streets. Many of our war veterans face a horrible disability called PTSD that is caused from trauma during their deployment or just any sort of trauma. A number of factors have been shown to increase the risk of PTSD in the veteran population, including younger age at the time of trauma, racial minority status, lower socioeconomic status, lower military rank, lower education, higher number of deployments, longer deployments, prior psychological problems, and lack of social support from family, friends, and the community. Though many of our vets get treated for PTSD, only about 60% actually benefit. Most of these vets don't even get the help they need and deserve and are left with a lifelong disadvantage. We should always make sure that they get the help they need and or make sure that everyone goes through a few PTSD tests so that we can make sure that they get the tests that they need. These days, our veterans aren't really seen as anyone but just a person that served for our country, and they're just kind of pushed to the side. I see it as a person that put their lives on the line for everyone and fought for our freedom. I believe that we need to be more helpful and understanding of how and what they've been through. I believe that we need to be more helpful towards them, and we need to look and see the greater good that they've been doing. Thank you, and I believe that we need to be helping our veterans more than we are.